Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Film Week is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll find out what our critics think of The Call of the Wild, starring Harrison Ford. Standing Up, Falling Down, a comedic drama starring Billy Crystal and Ben Schwartz, and the latest cinematic treatment of Jane Austen's Emma, starring Anya Taylor-Joy. Those are just a few of the films. We also have some documentaries to talk about. That's all coming up. But you might recall that Aaron Mendelson, KPCC investigative reporter, was with us last week to talk about his special report, Deceit, Disrepair, and Death, Inside a Southern California Rental Empire. Well, with us to talk about a bill that attempts to deal with slumlord conditions and substandard properties is California Assemblymember Buffy Wicks, the Democrat who represents the 15th District of the Assembly, including the East Bay area cities of Berkeley, Emeryville, Richmond, as well as parts of Oakland. Assemblywoman Wicks, thank you very much for being with us. You told KPCC in an interview last week that this bill for this rental data tracking is your first priority. What would this bill actually do for people seeking housing?
Well, sure. Thank you for having me on. This is a statewide rental registry. And the reason for that is information is power. And we have a better sense of what landlords are charging, if they've had any evictions, costs of rent, including utilities, number of bedrooms, this type of information, I think then we can create more sound, effective public policy to deal with the housing crisis that we are experiencing across this state. And this information is very difficult to find, as Aaron, I think, very clearly illustrated in his point. And he put together an incredibly impressive piece of journalism. I'm sure it took months and months trying to uncover some of these facts and issues that were there. And his job would have been made a lot easier if we had a rental registry so that we can track this data.
And would this include landlord code violations or resident complaints? Would it get to that sort of granular detail?
It doesn't have resident complaints as a piece of it, but it will have basically, the address of the property, the legal name of the owner, or either the owner or the ownership entity, an LLC, the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, the month and year that the most current occupants began, total number of months each unit was rented during the previous year, the cost of the rent, the month and year of the effective date of the last rent increase, as well as evictions that have been issued by the landlord.
In many cases, the owners of these properties have multiple layers before you get to the individual who owns the property. And I wonder, is this going to be potentially just a corporate name that there's no one to contact?
Well, I think it's a first step in transparency. The first goal is to get this bill off the floor and signed by the governor's with his signature. And I tried this bill last year and it didn't make it through, so we're trying again. And I think, what I've learned in this job is, you go at it, you try again. If you fail, you keep going. And then once you get a bill passed, then you go to perfect it to get to more data. But certainly, at least if we can get this basic level of information, I do think that's going to open up a lot of information for journalists, for academics, for folks that think tanks that work in the housing space, and for public policy leaders who are making decisions about our housing crisis with very limited data.
Assemblymember, thank you very much for being with us and talking about your bill, AB 2406, and its reintroduction in the state assembly. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you very much.
Buffy Wicks, Democratic Assemblywoman from the 15th District, the East San Francisco Bay Area, joining us on Air Talk. She tweeted that Aaron Mendelson's special Deceit, Disrepair, and Death Inside a Southern California Rental Empire was infuriating and heartbreaking. Well, coming up next, it's Film Week on 89.3 KPECC. I'm going to be off Monday through Thursday of next week, visiting Arizona to catch some spring training baseball, and then I'll be back with you 1 week from today for Air Talk and Film Week. But stay tuned, Film Week is coming up next, right here on 89.3.